Have you ever found yourself at a crossroads grappling with questions about leadership, seeking valuable management tips, or longing for insights from lived experiences? Welcome to Wisdom with Charlie Perkins, where we navigate the intricate landscape of life and delve into its intersection with every aspect of your existence. Now, here's your host, Charlie Perkins, as he unfolds engaging stories and valuable insights on the Wisdom with Charlie Perkins podcast.
Somewhere, deep inside, you know what kind of person you were designed to be. If you want to produce great acorns, think like an oak, not like an acorn. Think like the person you intend to become. Like the Christian question, what would Jesus do? Ask yourself, how would the person I'd like to be do the things I'm about to do? Now, the acorn has three parts. It's got a stem, a cap, and a seed. The stem represents its connection to the past. All the acorns, all the oaks that have ever existed in its line before, are encoded in that transfer through that stem, the legacy, into this acorn. The cap holds on to the seed until the seed's ready to grow on its own. So the cap represents your coaches, your mentors, your role models, your guides, your parents, your friends, your teachers. And when you're ready to grow on your own, the seed of that acorn holds not only your potential, but the potential of every future generation of acorns that will spring from that line. So let me ask you a question. What kind of seed is in you? See, I believe part of our responsibility in life is to find out who we are. To discover ourselves, first off, we need to respect our nature. We need to realize that we are part of a continuing chain that carries a legacy and a responsibility. And if that's the case, then we need to recognize that we were not biological coincidences. I believe there's a creator, and I believe you were intentionally created for a myriad of purposes. There are many things we can do with our lives, and I think it's our job to find out what those things are and to do them as well as we possibly can so that we're passing along the right imprint for the next generation. And that's just simply my life philosophy. That's the way I look at it. So first, we need to respect our nature. Second, we need to know our nature. Take Aristotle's advice, know thyself. But know things about yourself that most people don't discover. For example, know how you are smart, not just how smart you are in comparison to others. In what ways are you smart? Know what you care about. What are the values that motivate your choices? Know what your personal velocity is, the intensity and drive with which you naturally operate. Know the background, imprint, positive, neutral, or negative that you carry with you, and what effect it's had on you. Know your behavioral style, how you come across to other people. Know the patterns and your choices, so that you're continually learning more and more about what it's like to be you, so you can do an even better job at it. And then we need to apply our nature. We need to nurture our nature by expressing ourselves in the world. See, looking back, I never expected to be anything but ordinary. I was raised to be nice and ordinary. I expected I would grow up to be like my dad, who worked for a parking garage downtown Chicago. And while a senior in high school, I had a job at that parking garage, mopping floors and cleaning the restroom toilets. And I was content with that. One day my aunt was watching me mop floors and said, "You are better than this." And the way she said it really got my attention. I mean, her voice changed everything. I had never set a goal in my life. I didn't have plans to go to college. I had no money in the bank. I didn't expect much from life. And I married soon after graduating from high school. And my wife and I, we lived in an apartment over the church. I was the church organist and they paid me $75 a month. And that $75 went toward the rent, which was $125 a month. And one day I put on a suit, headed downtown carrying my empty briefcase, looking for a job. And if you fast forward, many of you know that I became a vice president of Harris Bank Chicago. But what you don't know is that I was rejected 3 times before they hired me. That's an interesting story for another podcast. And then one day I heard the voice of Earl Nightingale. At the time, he was known as the Dean of Personal Motivation. He said that if you will spend 1 extra hour each day studying your chosen field, you'll be a national expert in that field within 5 years or less. And that hit me like a brick. It rearranged everything in my life as I thought about it. I started doing the math. An extra hour every day, okay? So let's say 5 days a week, 50 weeks a year. That's 1,250 hours over 5 years. If I spent just ordinary me, 1,250 hours studying one subject, wow, yeah, I could actually be an expert at something. And I took him seriously. An hour a day, I focused. I wanted to know all there was to know about media production. And in that 5-year period, I went from being an audiovisual equipment operator at the Harris Bank with very little aspirations to manager of event services. His formula works, and I've seen it work for many others as well. So think about that. If you were to focus half an hour of study on one field of endeavor for 5 consecutive years, you not only transform yourself, but you transform the world around you. And we collectively would transform the world as we know it today. You and I were born with the gift to make this a better place. Even if we don't improve, we can make the world better right now. We could encourage people, compliment people. We could solve problems. We could pick up trash. We could fix things. We could bring new ideas. But as you grow, you become a bigger source for the rest of life to express itself through you. You were put here for a reason, and it's contained in that acorn. So nurture your nature. Figure out, first off, I am valuable. Accept that. I want to know who I am, and I want to know how I operate, and how can I understand me better. And then I want to nurture that nature. I want to apply myself in the world and put myself to work in such ways that the rest of the world says, well, that's cool. If he or she can do it, I could probably do it. I wonder how they did it. And then we start spreading that and the ripple goes worldwide. And as I close today, ask yourself every day, how would the person I like to be do the things I'm about to do? Have a blessed week, everybody.
Podcast enthusiasts, we appreciate your time listening to the Wisdom with Charlie Perkins podcast, brought to you by Perkins Video and Photography and available on all major podcast platforms. Wisdom with Charlie Perkins invites you to follow us by including our podcast in your favorite playlist. Follow us and remember to share your thoughts by leaving a review on your preferred podcast platform. Happy listening.